The hunger strike underway at Guantanamo is one in a long line of hunger strikes we've seen in the past century. One of the most dramatic hunger strikes in recent decades, 1981, when imprisoned IRA members in Northern Ireland went on strike.
The men of violence have chosen in recent months to play what may well be their last card. They've turned their violence against themselves through the prison hunger strike to death.
Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher refused to negotiate with the hunger strikers, and in total, 10 prisoners starved themselves to death. Irish Republican fighter Pat Sheehan was part of that strike led by Bobby Sands. By the time the fast ended, Pat had gone 55 days without food. Pat Sheehan, former IRA hunger striker, is now a Sinn Féin assembly member.
I don't want to draw any comparison between our hunger strike in 1981 and what is happening in Guantanamo Bay currently. But it sounded to me as if what is happening in Guantanamo is not what President Obama wants to be happening. And I think you have to bear in mind that for anyone to commit themselves to a hunger strike, they need to have a really, really serious reason to do so. It seems to me that prisoners who have already been incarcerated for a long time and see no hope of release in the short or medium term, see themselves with no other options other than to pursue this course of action.
Pat Sheehan, of course, we don't want to suggest that you speak for prisoners in Guantanamo or for anyone other than yourself, for that matter. But one thing that you can do for us is take us inside of the mind of a hunger striker, maybe even inside the spirit of a hunger striker. What does it mean to make a decision like this? Do you have to decide that you're willing to die for the cause? Is that the only way a hunger strike is effective?
Well, I think it's important that I point out you don't go on hunger strike to die. You go on hunger strike to try and have the injustice that was perpetrated against you removed. And so in that context, the person going on hunger strike, in the Irish context anyway, when we were on hunger strike, was that we were right and the British were wrong. The British tried to treat us as criminals. We knew we were victims of the political conditions. We believed we should have been treated as political prisoners. And we were prepared, after trying a wide range of other methods to achieve our objectives, we finally decided to go on hunger strike. But it needs absolute determination and resolve to see it through. If your opponent refuses to move or to be flexible, that the person on hunger strike is prepared to go to the death.
Let me ask you about force feeding, Pat Sheehan. I wanted to go there with you. What does force feeding mean to the dynamic here?
Well, I think many of these prisoners have been cleared for release already. If there is evidence against any of the prisoners, they should be brought before the courts and tried. And if the evidence stands up, they should be convicted. But here we have a situation where prisoners have been cleared for release because of some legal or procedural technicality. These prisoners haven't been released. They have decided to go on hunger strike to protest against that injustice. And injustice has been heaped on injustice by the fact that they're now being force-fed.
Pat Sheehan, politics aside, before we let you go, does your experience as a hunger striker for your cause, the hunger striker of Guantanamo Bay prisoners now in Cuba, make you feel any kinship with them at all?
It's not that I don't feel any kinship, but certainly when I hear about hunger strike, it reminds me of what we went through here in 1981. We took that decision to go on hunger strike after giving it very serious consideration. It wasn't a decision we took lightly. I can certainly empathise with those people on hunger strike in Guantanamo. I feel that they should not be force-fed. I think it's cruel and it's degrading. We had prisoners on hunger strike in English jails during the 1970s, and one of them was actually killed by the process of force-feeding. But I think our hunger strike in 1981 stands on its own two feet.
Pat Sheehan, a former IRA hunger striker, now a Sinn Féin assembly member in Northern Ireland.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.